Welcome to this weekend's edition of Feature Scope. I'm Randy Vann, and today our guest is the Director of Jasper County Veterans Affairs, Kurt Jackson. Kurt, thanks for stopping by.
Well, thanks, Randy. Pleasure to be here.
Thought we'd have you in since Veterans Day is coming up on Monday. And how long have you been with the department now?
I've handled Jasper County Veterans Affairs about 3 years, three and a half, if you count my part-time before I started full-time.
Okay, and you're a veteran yourself, correct?
I've been a submarine sailor for 6 years when I was into service, and I'm a veteran.
That was back when? When were you in?
76 to 82.
Okay.
And I was a nuclear submarine and fast attacks. In our Navy, there was only two types of ships. There were submarines and there were targets.
And obviously you're not claustrophobic. That's not anything you have to deal with.
No, that's never an issue I've had.
Okay. Well, since you've been with the department, how have things been going?
They've been really good. I mean, I've increased the number of veterans I've touched base with that we're carrying in our records a lot. Since I've started in here, I think my advertising has helped a lot with those efforts. And I've met a lot of veterans of Jasper County, and I'm really glad I have, because there's a lot of stories out there.
But there's probably more out there that you haven't reached. You want to get to them.
About once every 6 months or so, I have a Vietnam veteran that will come in. Wow. That's finally hit their last straw or their last, I've got to have some help.
Yeah.
And it's sad that they've waited that long, but absolutely. I mean, we can get them some help and some assistance and some problems that they're having to deal with.
A lot of times, you know, people who go in the military, they're very self-reliant, very proud people, and you know, it's just they just don't. That's not their first thought of, oh, I'm having trouble doing this or to go seek help. It's, well, how do I take care of this myself?
But it's kind of strange, but we all went through that when we got out of service. The first thing we want to do is get out away from the service, because we've served our four, six, 8 years, however long, and we're ready for civilian life. What we don't take into account is that there is like a 1 year time period I have to try and establish some problems that a veteran might have with his time in the service. And if we start it within that 1 year period, it's a lot easier. If we wait till after the year expires, there's a lot of burden of evidence we have to provide to the VA to be able to get that disability approved.
A lot tougher to follow the paperwork trail.
Exactly. And you have to have a long-term trail, basically, with the doctors you've been seeing about that problem through the years. If you waited 15 years to see me, I'd have to have about every 5 years you got to go to a doctor and say, with the same problem, I've got to see those records to be able to get that disability approved.
What do you deal mostly with helping veterans with medical issues, or is it kind of...
I deal with veterans with medical issues. I deal with veterans with disability issues. I deal with veterans that are having income issues because they're just on Social Security or they didn't get very much. And low income, yeah, I can definitely help a low income veteran get extra money coming in every month.
Okay. How many veterans do we have in the county, roughly?
Currently, the federal census shows us at around 2,500 veterans in Jasper County. And in my electronic files, I've touched base with around 2,000 of them. So there's still about 500 veterans that either their census is off or that just have never had a reason or any to come in and see me.
Yeah. And most of these are probably World War II or later?
Yeah.
Nowadays?
Yeah. Okay. The World War II veterans are getting fewer and fewer in between. But the biggest population that I keep seeing surprise me through the door, like I say, every 6 months, is the Vietnam veterans that are, like you said, we came home, we went to work, didn't want anything else to do with the service, especially the way they were treated when they got out. There's a lot of publicity about the way veterans were handled when they first got out of the service, and it's disappointing. But that has long passed, and we've realized these mistakes as a nation, and we've made a lot of efforts to acknowledge our veterans and their service and what they provided for us.
What about some of these young veterans that have went in and they've served in these military operations or whatever? Are they frequent want people to come in, or do they kind of forget that you're there?
Some of them come in to see me, especially the ones that have already got some problems or issues they're having to deal with. But there are quite a few that never stop in, or they may feel like they don't qualify because they only served their 2 years, and people that really need that money are getting it. That's the wrong thought, because that money is there for them to use, and if there's, you know, it's for them as well as for the other veterans that are seriously injured. If you have a problem, the VA is going to help address that problem. I'm really proud of the veterans of Jasper County. They've all done a great job for everybody I've ever met, and the stories they bring me are just some of them are terrible stories and some of them are really good stories. I mean, and I think Jasper County has done their fair share and continues to provide a fair share of their service to our country.
And there are a lot of local organizations that can help veterans.
Absolutely. Right? My office is just one of them, but the American Legion has a way of help veterans. The VFW has a way to help veterans. And if you call 211 to United Way, their hotline, they even have special ways to access veterans and direct them towards the veterans that will help them and to getting the help that a veteran needs.
And a lot of times it's not only just for the you know, the assistance financially or with some other problem, but it's the camaraderie you can have with through these organizations.
Absolutely.
It's kind of similar backgrounds.
And it's kind of sad because some people, and I've met this, I've run into this issue several times. Well, like the lady I was visiting with this morning says, I know those American Legion guys, they're all drinkers at the bar. They're shooting the breeze and they don't do anything. That's not true. Yeah. The Legion is a lot bigger than that bar in that one town. Yeah. And they are, if it weren't for the Legion and the VFW, those organizations, then the benefits that veterans get today would be a lot less than they are today.
Yeah, they do a lot of things behind the scenes that no one sees.
Absolutely.
No light gets shown on that.
Yeah, you can't just go by the bingo in the bar. It's just not going to work.
Definitely. So say a veteran contacts you, you know, kind of what's the process? I guess it depends upon what the need they're trying to get addressed, right?
The first thing with all veterans, I have to have their DD-214 or their discharge papers. And after that, then we can start addressing. It's an interview. We'll sit down, visit with them, and see what issues they're having to deal with. And we'll find out what it is we need for evidence to go ahead and get their disability approved or their pension approved, if that's what we're heading for.
Okay. And I believe we were talking earlier before we started the interview. It's good just to pop into your office every once in a while because laws change and stuff.
The,
right?
The laws change every year. It's like I was telling you earlier, when I first got out of the service in 1982, I went to the local veteran service officer, and yes, I qualified for the GI Bill. I qualified for the home loan, but after that, I was not a veteran. And in 2005, Congress changed that law so that peacetime veterans were also veterans now as well. So now I'm considered a veteran as well as everybody else, even though I served 6 years in the service. It was kind of rubbed me when I first got out.
Yeah, I imagine so.
Gave me a negative view, so I didn't do a lot with the VA back then myself. And I think there's a lot of misconceptions about what the VA can and can't do. And it's just better if you take a few minutes and come in and visit with me, and we can talk about it and maybe get you started down the right path.
Yeah. And while there might be some misconceptions like the VFW and some of the things they do and what have you, generally, as a rule, I think Jasper County really does do a good job acknowledging.
I'm firmly a fond believer of Jasper County. Their veteran assistance program is well above some of the other counties in Iowa, and Iowa's veterans handling is a lot better than a lot of the other states in the union.
But just as citizens in general, too, I was going at, I think, recognize, like when there's some sort of event honoring veterans or recognizing, but it's usually very well attended.
Absolutely, the Legion is big on that, and we have the Doug Bishop with the Veterans Alliance here in Jasper County that helps promote the bigger, like going to the Veterans Memorial on Veterans Day. We get two or three busloads of people we take to that, and there's all kinds of different events. And yes, we are very big on promoting and helping veterans get together and include their comradeship.
And the veterans are very appreciative of it too.
Definitely. I get a lot of thank yous. I do.
Yeah, that's good. That's a good part of your job, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, how should someone get in touch with you, and when's the best time to do that?
I'm in the office Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30. I do get called out sometimes. Sometimes I go to a senior citizen's home to get paper signed, things like that. But
do radio interviews every once in a while.
I do radio interviews every once in a while. My phone number is 641-792-7993. Even if it's a weekend, the voicemails you leave me do get through to my personal cell phone, and I will contact you back if it's an urgent issue.
Okay.
If it can wait till Monday, I'll wait till Monday and call you back.
And we encourage veterans, if they're facing some sort of issue and you think, well, no, they can't help me, never hurts to check.
Absolutely. It's always worth a question. Never hurts to ask. And I'll be straight up forward with you and tell you I can help or I can't. And sometimes it can be really fast, and sometimes it's going to take a process.
Yeah, and if you can't help, you might know some organization that can.
Exactly. I'm building out a longer network and finding ways to help people do things. I just found out we have three or four different ways to provide a ramp for a veteran if they need a ramp provided at their house.
Yeah, I've seen more of those pop up around the area, too. So
absolutely, yeah.
Before I let you go, get out of here and get you back to the office, Kurt, anything you want to add?
I encourage all veterans to at least, if you have a few minutes during the work week, give me a call or stop by the office and visit with me. Let's talk about what you can and can't be eligible for, because there's a lot of misconceptions out there, and hopefully I can help clear them up for you.
All right. Thanks for stopping in. We want to encourage people, too, if you have a veteran in the family or as a friend, just give them a call and say, hey, thanks for your service again.
Thanks a million, Randy. I appreciate it.
Kurt Jackson, Director of Jasper County Veterans Affairs, our guest on Feature Scope, and I'm Randy Van.